All right, ready for a deep dive? We're jumping into the world of ayahuasca with Orion Windsor's book, Ayahuasca Soul Journey.
Yeah, it's pretty wild stuff.
Definitely seems like more than just a casual read. You brought this to the table, so what caught your eye about it? What's got you so intrigued?
It's more than just intrigued, right? I mean, this ancient practice, it's like exploding. Ayahuasca is having a real moment right now.
Totally, it's everywhere you look these days.
And this book, Orion's Story, it goes like way deep.
So give us the lowdown then. For those of us who might be new to all this, what exactly is ayahuasca?
So we're talking about this potent, and I mean potent, Amazonian plant medicine.
Plant medicine, okay. Sounds pretty natural so far.
It is, but not like chamomile tea. You know, it's brewed specifically from the Banisteriopsis caapi vine and these Psychotria viridis leaves.
Those names definitely not rolling off the tongue.
Right. But the point is, indigenous cultures, they've used this brew for centuries, not just for healing, but to connect with like the spiritual realm for deep, deep introspection.
So it's about way more than just physical
Oh,
effects.
absolutely. This is about like expanding your consciousness. Orion, he calls it a journey of the soul, which I think really gets at it.
A journey of the soul, all right. So what leads someone down that path? What was Orion's deal? Why ayahuasca?
Imagine this. You lose a parent, go through a divorce, oh, and lose your job all at once.
Oof, talk about a perfect storm.
Yeah, that was Orion. Stumbled on ayahuasca during a real low point.
She was searching for something, anything, to make sense of it all.
Exactly. And it's not even like he was actively looking for a psychedelic experience, you know, it kind of found him.
You know, that idea of being drawn to something, especially when you're feeling lost, it's powerful
It
stuff.
really is. And that's where it gets even wilder because he ends up like answering this call, goes all the way to the Amazon for this retreat.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Paint us a picture. What's this retreat like?
Picture this. Deep in the Amazon rainforest, this retreat center. You can practically feel the humidity, hear the sounds of the jungle.
Oh, I bet. Intense setting for some intense inner work. So, what happens there? Is it like a group thing?
It is. And at the heart of it all is this shaman,
The
Alejandro.
shaman. Okay, this is where it gets a little mystical, right?
A little. He's the real deal.
Yeah.
Orion describes him as this incredibly wise, grounded guide. Holds space for everyone, guides them through what can be, you know, a really, really intense experience.
Not just someone brewing up a psychedelic tea, then.
No. This is serious business. Alejandro's the guardian of the spiritual space.
Okay, so you've got to trust this guy and trust the process, I guess. That's a big leap of faith.
Huge. And that idea of surrender, that's something Orion wrestles with throughout this whole journey.
All right, well, now you've really got me hooked. Let's dive into that journey, shall we? What happens when you surrender to the ayahuasca experience?
Yeah, surrender. That's the million-dollar word, isn't it?
Yeah.
And speaking of surrendering, Orion talks about these ceremonies and how Alejandro, the shaman, used these traditional songs. They call them Icaros.
Icaros. Okay. I'm going to admit I'm drawing a blank here. What are those all about?
So picture it like medicine melodies, almost like prayers
Yeah.
that the shaman uses to guide everyone through the experience.
So it's like musical guidance.
Exactly. Sets the tone, helps navigate what can be, you know, a pretty wild ride.
Speaking of wild rides, let's talk visions. That's a big part of the whole ayahuasca thing, right?
Oh yeah, front and center. And Orion, he doesn't hold back. Like 1 minute he's describing this insanely vivid jungle, colors popping like you wouldn't believe.
Sounds intense.
It is. But then it gets even wilder. A serpent shows up.
Whoa, okay. Hold up, a snake. That'd freak me out for sure.
See, that's the thing. It wasn't a fear thing for him at all. He describes it as like this benevolent being,
Yeah.
all about transformation, renewal.
Huh. So I guess how we interpret those visions, that says a lot about us, huh?
Exactly. It's like your subconscious mind is staring right back at you.
Okay. Yeah, nothing.
But that's the thing about ayahuasca, right? It's not all pretty colors and good vibes. We got to talk about the purging.
The purging, right. Because it's not just about the visions, is it? Things get, well, kind of messy, don't they?
Oh, yeah. On a physical level, we're talking vomiting, sometimes pretty intensely.
Yeah, I've heard about that part. Not so glamorous.
No, not really. But here's the thing Orion emphasizes. It's not just physical, it's emotional, spiritual. He talks about releasing years, like decades, of pent-up stuff, tension, trauma, fears he didn't even know he had.
Wow. Okay, so I mean, it's an actual journey then, intense. But what about after all that, after the purging, what's left?
That's where the good stuff kicks in. Orion, he describes it as both really tough, but also incredibly liberating. Like, imagine hitting a reset button for your entire being.
Okay, so I can see how that would be life-changing.
Total reset. And from that place, that openness, he starts experiencing this crazy connection with nature.
This is where he talks about plant teachers, right? I gotta be honest, I'm not totally sure I get what he means by that.
It's wild, isn't it? The way he tells that the rainforest goes from just, like, a pretty background to this, like, active player in his healing.
So he's interacting with the plants somehow.
On some level, yeah. Like tapping into their energy, their ancient wisdom.
And that's a bit out there, but I'm intrigued.
It's powerful stuff. Like, he has this vision of a massive old tree, ancient. Represents patience, resilience, you know, the whole cycle of life and death.
Heavy stuff. Any other plant teachers he connects with?
He mentions this bright flowering plant. Totally different vibe. For him, it was all about embracing beauty, joy, just like and enjoying being alive. It's like these plants became mirrors showing him different parts of himself.
Okay, so everyone's experience is going to be different. I get that. Anything else that stuck out about his time at the retreat?
Well, he also talks about music and not just like background noise. He calls it sound medicine, really intentional.
Right. He mentioned those iparos earlier, but I'm guessing there was more to it.
Way more. He talks about drums, flutes, all these traditional instruments grounding him, connecting him to, like, the earth.
Powerful stuff, I bet.
Oh, yeah. And get this. The didgeridoo makes an appearance.
Wait, really? A didgeridoo in the Amazon?
Right. Talk about unexpected. He says it's sound, the vibrations, it's like transporting. Takes him deeper into his own mind.
Wow. Talk about a full-on sensory experience. Sights, sounds, I mean, even the purging, it's a lot to handle.
Overwhelming might be the word. And you know what? That actually leads perfectly into what Orion calls the dark night of the soul.
Okay, now that doesn't sound so great. Tell me more about this dark night. Right, dark night of the soul. Not exactly the feel-good vibes I was expecting.
Yeah, this is where things get kind of heavy. Ryan describes it as this really intense inner struggle, like facing your own personal demons, you know.
So what does that look like exactly? What kind of demons are we talking about here?
He talks about these really disturbing visions, like amplified versions of his deepest fears, insecurities, past traumas, all that stuff we try to bury deep down.
Yikes. It's wild how the same experience can be beautiful and terrifying at the same time, you know.
It's true. Ayahuasca, it's not some, like, magic happy pill. It's not about instant enlightenment or anything. It's about facing yourself, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And that can be really tough. That's why having the shaman there is so important.
So Alejandro, he was there to guide him through that.
Exactly. He'd warn them about this, that sometimes the darkness, it comes up. It's like part of the process.
So how did Orion deal with it? Did he ever say he regretted going that deep?
He never mentions regret, actually. He says that surrendering to the experience, letting himself really feel those tough emotions, that's what allowed him to get through it. There's this one powerful part where he describes confronting this, like, shadowy figure that represents all his fears. And instead of running from it, he goes towards it with compassion.
Wow. I can't even imagine. That's that takes guts. What happened? Did the shadow just disappear?
Not quite. He says it started to change as he got closer.
Yeah.
Almost like by accepting those darker parts of himself, he was able to, like, heal them.
That's incredible. It reminds me of that saying, what you resist persists. Sometimes you gotta lean into the tough stuff. But this wasn't just a temporary feeling during the ceremony, right? It sounds like this experience really stuck with him.
Totally. It's like ayahuasca opened up this whole new way of seeing things.
So what changed for him afterward? What did that look like in his everyday life?
Well, first thing, he quits his corporate job.
Yeah.
Just like that. It's like he realized he was meant for something more.
Wow, that's a big leap.
Right. And then he realizes he wants to work in holistic healing. Like, it became his calling. And get this, even his relationships changed. He talks about feeling closer to his mom, like the healing he did, it rippled out to his family.
It's amazing how these experiences can impact every part of your life, your career, relationships, everything.
It really is. And it makes you think, you know, how much of our reality is just our own perception? And what can we achieve if we could change that perception? Just something to think about.
Lots to think about after a conversation like this. It sounds like Orion's journey is still going, even after all this. Any final takeaways from him?
He ends the book by saying his story is just one of many. Ayahuasca, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, but it can be a powerful tool for looking inward. His message is like an invitation. What are we avoiding within ourselves? and what could happen if we face those things with courage.
Powerful stuff. That's what I love about these deep dives. It's not just about learning new things, it's about self-discovery too. Well, there you have it, ayahuasca and one man's journey into the depths of consciousness. Until next time, keep exploring and keep asking questions.